Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, documents show General Motors kept silent on fatal crashes, and we have the expert to talk about it. Ira Victa is here, the cybersecurity expert with Data Clone Labs. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Steve Robinson, Chris Wicker, James Smack, and Dick Gamak. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Adventure at TravelNevada.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is
back
Sam
Shad. Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Ira Victa. He's a cybersecurity expert with Data Clone Labs and co-host of the CyberJungle.com. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good to be here.
So on the day, it's almost prescient, the New York Times headline says, documents show General Motors kept silent on fatal crashes. And you had actually read, along with your colleague Samantha Stone, the 300-page report on this. Tell us what you gleaned from that.
Well, I'm still gleaning. There is so much to this. In a nutshell, it appears as if GM was making ignition switches that when people drove down the road in a lot of GM cars, and the weight of the keychain actually turns the car off. And when the ignition switch goes to that accessory position, the engine turns off, and therefore the airbag won't deploy, and the power steering goes, and the power brakes go. And other elements of the car go into a different mode, and the cars would crash.
All right, so let's get into the meat of
this,
okay? Because according to what you read, you say that it wasn't criminal what they were doing; it was incompetence.
Yeah, and that's there is a detailed report written by a former U.S. Attorney that went into how GM handled this, and there is just a series of errors. It's, as I like to call it, the Three Stooges doing digital forensics, physical forensics, one mistake after another, poor communication, poor handling of data. Every single principle that we're taught in forensics, almost every single one seems to have been violated in one way or another in GM's investigation.
In your opinion, do you think it's true that 12 out of the 13 people would be alive today if it weren't for the data handling practices of GM?
Wow. You know, I'm still researching all of this, and not all the information has come out. So I don't want to make something as sweeping as that. What I think it is safe to say is that if good practices in both the digital information that GM had about these crashes and the physical information, if it had been better handled, there's a high likelihood that many of those people would be alive today because they could have changed the product sooner.
Okay, and part of the problem, it appears, is that the information that they knew wasn't accessible to the dealers.
Yeah, well, not just the dealers, other people within GM. As the saying goes, the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. Look, big companies have lots of big information. That's why we call it big data. But there are also principles on how that information is to be stored and accessible by other people in the organization that need to have it. And those principles don't seem to have been followed at General Motors for something that they first thought was just an inconvenience, but actually, if you looked across many accidents, was a pretty serious defect in their product.
One of the things that appears to show up in the report is that they cleansed words in the report. So words like safety were not apparent.
Yeah, so there was this feeling that among the people that were early on working on these accidents, that this ignition switch switching from drive to accessory, basically in rough terms from on to off, was just an inconvenience. No one connected the dots and said, wait a minute, when the ignition switch moves to that position, the steering is affected, the airbag is affected, the other electronics in the car are affected. And that can have repercussions if someone's moving down a road at 60 miles an hour.
Another thing was that the highway safety memos were not available by keyword.
Yeah, so this is the issue of what's called digital governance. There are standards in digital information that talk about how information is handled as it relates to safety issues and other issues in the organization. Those principles weren't followed. It's called information governance, how you manage and disseminate and make accessible information. Look, a lot of people say, you know, guys like me, we do digital security, digital forensics, say, oh, you guys come in and tell us not to do things. Don't do this, don't do that. Well, that is one element of the field. But the other is about accessibility, giving people that need the information access to it. And there seems to have been an accessibility problem at General Motors to the very information the organization already had.
Is it accurate to say that there was no record of safety meetings?
There seems to have been a pattern. In the report, there was a pattern of not fully documenting meetings. And therefore, again, the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. The institutional knowledge was not being spread to proper through the proper chain of authority within the organization, it appears.
And in reality, you're talking about millions of documents and emails to go through.
A lot of information to go through. Now, the good news is there are great digital tools, just like we have a search engine today, to go through all the parts of the internet to find, you know, the weather in your city you're going to travel to tomorrow. There are great tools. They're not very expensive. They're very accessible. They just need to be deployed. And again, this is the issue of information governance, deployed and used properly, and those people that have authority to see that data indeed get quick and easy access to it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Ira Victor when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking with Ira Victor, the cybersecurity expert with Data Clone Labs, and we've been talking about GM. And the big report that came out in the New York Times today. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was, do you think the part of the reason that everything wasn't laid out in a clear fashion, an understandable fashion, was because everything is discoverable in terms of legal actions? So whether it's texts, emails, voicemails, these can all be accessed by the authorities.
Yeah, so I think there is a general, there is a misconception out there that if you hide information, you're helping yourself. Guess what? That doesn't work. That is a fool's errand. And putting sunshine on your information, in my experience, helps you, unless you're doing something really, really bad. And you know what? If you're a company and you've got executives that are doing things that are wrong, that are bad, it's best for the company to know right away, for their own company to know right away, come forward and say, yeah, we made these mistakes, we nipped it in the bud, and we changed our process. But a lot of times what happens is hiding the ball happens after another, and then a whole systematic pattern emerges, and the company ends up in a much worse shape than they would be had they tackled this problem in the beginning.
I have a funny feeling much more to come on this topic here before we're done. An article from the Wall Street Journal was headlined, "The Password is Finally Dying." Tell us what that means for all of the rest of us, because we have 8,000 passwords, and some people only have one.
Yeah, I would not agree with the headline, "The Password is Dying." My feeling is that we can no longer rely upon usernames and passwords to protect our critical information. And then you have to decide, how critical is this information, and do I really want to rely on something that is not strong? Where the industry is moving overall is to what's called two-factor authentication. In most cases, something you know, your username and password, that's one factor, and something you have. Some sort of software on your smartphone, or a very small device that you plug into your computer, or maybe has a display screen on it that allows you to not just rely upon a username and password to get access to a system. Those are good things. There's developments happening right here in Nevada that are progressing to help secure information more than just a username and password. The interesting thing about this Wall Street Journal story is that the journalist actually published his password and said, right, I don't need to worry, because without my smartphone, you won't be able to get into any systems. Well, a lot of his accounts, his Twitter account, other online accounts he had, were basically made inoperable. His smartphone was made inoperable as people used the password reset feature that then overwhelmed his cell phone.
Oh, wow.
with reset requests. So the strength of two-factor authentication is to keep both the factor that you use not very well known, like your cell phone number, which could be discovered through these online sites, this reporter's cell phone number, and the password you do use, not well known. If you start blaring it out to the entire world, which this reporter did, you weaken what you're trying to strengthen with two-factor authentication. So, but overall, two-factor authentication is coming, and the devil's in the details. Some of the two-factor authentication systems are better than others. But it's worthwhile for people to get to know them, because that is coming.
What about fingerprints as the second factor?
So that is also another type of two-factor authentication. That's something you are as we say. The challenge of fingerprint readers is they're expensive and hard to put in lots of places. You know, do you want a separate fingerprint reader on everything you need to authenticate to? That tends to be a little difficult. There's some other exciting technology, actually, that reads the veins on the palm of your hand.
Wow.
So it's just a little sensor you wave over, or the actual veins in your eyeball. So you look at your smartphone, and the camera on the smartphone reads the pattern of veins in your eyeball, and evidently that's a unique biometric. And so I think this is good. This is the creative destruction, and I'm looking forward to the day where, to protect valuable information, we have destroyed just using usernames and passwords. They're just not strong enough.
Do you watch 24?
I do.
Okay, so does it concern you that they're cutting off people's fingers and maybe removing eyeballs to be at a...
Well, so actually...
brief answer to a silly question.
Brief answer is those are taken into consideration when those systems are developed. The blood in your veins, when it leaves your body, makes the biometrics inoperable.
All right. We've only got a minute and a half here, and so we're probably going to have to come back, sadly, and do another show with you, which we will love. Politico put out a piece that said, big cyber hack of health records is only a matter of time, and the article is terrifying.
Yeah, so we're seeing a dramatic increase in attacks against healthcare providers because their medical records are very valuable, actually more valuable than your credit card numbers, those health records, due to medical insurance fraud. This is huge. Now, the good news is I can't release too many details, but a major facility here in Nevada is going to be one of the early innovators in a very strong two-factor authentication to help protect medical records and to streamline patient care. So the market is responding to these demands, but a lot more needs to be done. And it's good to ask your medical provider, when are you going to add two-factor authentication to my healthcare records, because I don't want just a username and password of the doctor or the medical provider to be the only thing standing in the way of a cyber criminal getting my medical records.
One of the things that surprised me was how little value there is to a stolen credit card versus medical records. A stolen credit card is worth about $1, which I would have thought would have been much more.
Yeah.
But medical records are far more valuable.
Yeah, because of the fraud against insurance companies and the government for fake reimbursement. It's much more valuable than going and buying a big screen TV at an electronics store.
Because if you've got the information, you can go and get medical procedures that cost tens of thousands of dollars. Somebody else is going to get billed.
That's correct.
Ira Evicta, to be continued. Thank you, sir.
Good to be here.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
This isn't just any old ball game. This is our game, our party, our house. This is where we rally. This is where we're one big smiling team. This is Ace Ball. This is what we do. Ace Ball is all about memories. Start yours this weekend with St. Mary's Fireworks Friday, presented by News 4 and Souvenir Saturday. Ace Ball, it's what we do.
Do you like persuasion? Incentives? I know I do. And you are going to love the new and most generous incentives that Fiat has ever offered. Just listen to this.
Right now, you can drive away in a new 2014 Fiat 500L for as little as $18,000. Save almost $2,000 off MSRP. This four-door urban utility vehicle means a remarkable amount of space for passengers as well as stuff.
And why do I love talking about Fiat so much? Take a look at what I'm driving.
The insurance companies know we're like a train heading for the courthouse. And unless they throw enough money on the tracks for our clients, we are not going to stop.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
This
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick, the Washoe County District Attorney, is here. We have James Smack, former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Chris Wicker is spokesman for the Washoe Dems. And Steve Robinson, senior advisor for R&R Partners. Dick, 12 minutes with Ira Victor always makes me nervous. How did it feel for you?
Well, with a set of GMC keys sitting in my pocket, I was just imagining going down Interstate 80 and everything shutting off. You know, there was a time, and if you think back, most of us are that age time, when you had a, like, brake failure or something in your car, the thing was reach up and turn off the gas, kill the engine because you still had steering and everything else. Today, you're in real deep trouble.
What did you think about the whole idea here of a company as huge as GM and just not dealing with reality and talking to one another within the corporation about the problems they were
really
having?
It's really scary because, I mean, you would think that something this major, something this egregious would have come to light a lot sooner. And I don't know if it really borders on criminal or not at this point in time with GM, but it certainly was negligent. And I don't think they're going to be done paying for this for a while,
You had attorneys within GM that were supervising the defense of various product liability cases, and so they were actively trying to keep any information about these problems out of the GM emails, out of the GM correspondence. And a couple of those attorneys actually got fired because of the poor judgment they showed. But, you know, that was one problem I think that Ira mentioned, is that they were thinking, well, we're better off to cover up the problem so that in this lawsuit people don't find it out, and it didn't work out.
They just need to use Lois Lerner's email server and they'd be fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes its way into the political realm, too, about full disclosure or not. And I'm not sure if I agree with them. I think probably the lack of disclosure, particularly with this national administration now, has worked out for them pretty well.
Really? Yeah,
absolutely.
But from a financial point of view, it's certainly not. I mean, by the time they're done paying the fines and settling with everybody.
And not just that, but also their credibility as far as who's going to go out and buy a GM car versus, well, I can go buy a Toyota.
This is the irony. GM is going through the roof right now.
I know. They're eventually going to pay for it in the marketplace.
Don't mention Toyota. They have their problems. We need to make it one positive comment here, at least from what I've seen, and that's the CEO, and I can't think of her name right now, of GM. Mm. She's come
new.
Out and Mary said,
Barra.
We've messed up.
Yeah,
we've got problems. We're trying to get them fixed. I mean, she's been open since she's discovered what's going on.
Right, but I mean, she's an almost 30-year employee of GM. I mean, you would have thought she would have known. Healthcare records, that was another scary piece from the Ira Victor interview of how open those are, and we don't even think about it.
Last time that I was referenced over to another doctor, I went over to the office, I filled out about 15 tons of paperwork, then they said, what's your password? I said, excuse me? They said, what's your password? Password for what? I'm having a doctor-patient relationship here. Mm-hmm. And it never even dawned on me until I heard Ian today that they're getting medical records so they can commit fraud against the insurance companies. It never even dawned on me they were going down that road. It is scary.
It's not surprising, but it is scary. With everything out there, in electronics, out on the internet, regardless of whether you're trying to protect yourself from being on the internet and protect yourself from doing anything on the internet, whether you're doing banking, whether you're doing medical procedures or what have you, it's all already there.
Right. I think most people just don't know how to be careful. I mean, they have silly passwords. They have the same username and password for so many things. And you know, I'm just as much at fault as anybody else. But the average person doesn't have the time or perhaps the knowledge how to truly protect themselves.
But with the medical records, you really don't have that option. I mean, they're not under your control.
They're not.
And that's probably the most troublesome.
Well, and some offices are struggling to put everything on electronic records, much less protect them.
And perhaps the answer is that should be under our control to a certain extent. Maybe we should have a password before any doctor can access our medical records. But good luck with that, with the way that Obamacare is structured.
Well, taking aside Obamacare, I mean, just the noise from the medical community about going to electronic records, I mean, this has been a nightmare for them coming into the 21st century. So that in itself is kind of scary. The thing that surprised me was how little the value was for a stolen credit card, which is around a buck, which I found out, versus, you know, if you can get the medical records, you can be in for tens of thousands of dollars of fraud.
Yeah, no idea. That's why I listen to your program.
I appreciate it. I want to throw one quickly at you here, which is the sale of IGT to an Italian company. Your thoughts on that?
you know, it's a little out of my realm, but I'm always concerned.
From a Nevada perspective, that's a huge employer in the state.
Yes, yes. And so the control sociologically and politically, much of that leaves the state of Nevada and goes overseas. So we should always be concerned about it.
I think there needs to be a great concern, you know, of what's going to happen here. I mean, this is not going to go through until 2015, but the amount of employees in the state, the amount of manufacturing in the state, and also the online gaming component, because in Europe, online gaming is just like going to a betting shop. It's not a big deal. So we may see big changes there, too.
Well, it is a big concern because our state is just now starting to recover. We've been behind just about everybody else. We're starting to get some good news and some good things happening here. And as you know, I've been pro-business. I'm always pro-business. And to lose somebody of the impact that IGT has on this state is not going to – it can't be good.
Well,
and
maybe we'll have a lot of technically trained people looking for work when Tesla comes here.
All right, and that's the good thought. Thank you all very much. Great panel today. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thinking of selling your home? See Marshall Realty for short sales, rentals, and regular sales.
No matter what your needs are, we have options for you. Adding value to homeowners is what we do. Call 473-1055.
If you're facing financial disaster and the light at the end of the tunnel is a train, why not accept our helping hand? Why be terrified of bankruptcy when it may be the lifeline you're looking for? Just call Darby Law Practice and get help. We're the law firm that handles all levels of bankruptcy.
We can help you protect what's important to you
while wiping out your debts and giving you a fresh start.
Call Darby Law Practice for a free consultation.
A helping hand is just a phone call away. Call Darby Law Practice at 322-1237 today.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and on most plans, you'll get a total home DVR included for life.
Call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month, and ask about our next day installation. So why wait? Talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
Thinking of selling your home? Want top dollar for your property?
With our aggressive marketing plans, our team is focused on your success. So call me today and find out why so many homeowners trust us.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. For the next broadcast, Jeffrey Lawrence will join us. He's Deputy Director of Policy for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll see you in a minute.